Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Great Gap Sale is here. Get up to 75% off in stores and online from June 21st through July 9th. Plus, don't miss great offers on logo styles from $7.99. In stores only from June 21st through the 23rd. Exclusions apply.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Blog Talk Radio or its partners.
I'd like to welcome everybody back to another show. Yes, there's been some changes to the show, but we're going to jump right into the show. If you're on Facebook, you will know about those changes. Tonight's episode is about dating as an amputee and relationships and intimacy. So this is episode 16, and we're going to jump right into this. I want to thank Soul Effective Productions for that intro. It was pretty awesome. I would like to welcome everyone to Amp Life Talk Radio, a peer support for amputees and those affected by limb loss. For more information on the episode and the shows that you're listening to, I encourage you to go over to amp-life.com where you can get the show notes downloaded and you can share those with each other. All my resources and my sources for the information in each show is linked in those show notes so that you can actually go and look up the information yourself to see what I am looking at when I write a show. As with every show, I always like starting it off with things that I find very interesting because I'm a news hound, and I did find some very cool stuff in the news. So let's kind of check out what's happening in the news in the world of amputee.
What's happening?
They don't get any bigger than this.
So, as I was looking through the internet for interesting things to bring to you, newsworthy, I came across this story about an amputee who put her profile on. I know when you think of dating sites, especially Tinder, the last thing you would expect to find is a profile that makes you feel good. And I mean positive good. As Tinder might be the last place you check, find body positive profiles, things, people. But this young lady who is disabled, she lost her arm in a moped accident. Her profile, man, it's interesting. You got to go and see her profile. She has an image of herself. She's missing her arm, which is, I think that's awesome for her to be that confident with that. I mean, she is truly confident, and she loves her body, and she's living life loud, very loud. Her name is Lauren. She's 21 years old from San Diego. She doesn't hide her arm at all on her profile. In fact, she radiates confidence and beauty, like most humans should be doing who are suffering from any type of limb loss. You should be owning that and living it. It's kind of funny. Her profile listed her job as an arms dealer. Get it? As you go through the profile, you can see that she rates her face because they rate you on there, your face, body, personality. Well, she had some fun with that. Her face was a 10 out of 10. Her body was a 9 out of 10. Personality was 20 out of 20, which I'm going to tell you that's pretty true to be able to do what she's doing. And arms, she has 1 of 2. Yes, she has taken her affliction and owned it, much like what we're going to be talking about today with dating as an amputee, trying to find relationships and intimacy as an amputee. I hope that you'll find yourself, like Lauren, not hiding behind your disability. So when we come back from this, we're going to jump into this topic and discuss dating as an amputee, relationships, and intimacy. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Our topic tonight is dating as an amputee, relationships, and intimacy. I would like to start by saying loss of a limb is probably one of the most fearful things to happen to anyone. But while the person can, or you can, eventually get around to the fact that you have lost a limb and you are lucky to be alive, that is probably the foremost thought that you should focus on after losing a limb. Very often, an amputation is perceived as an obstacle to forming personal and intimate relationships. I think a lot of people tend to go back to a shell once something like that happens. I was just at a patient's home today doing a follow-up, and we were discussing this very topic. Exploring dating as an amputee can be tough. If you are in a relationship and something happens and you become an amputee, it can be tough. So let's talk about this subject, because this is a subject that I think is something that is a bit of a taboo, that most people won't go down this road with an amputee patient. But here on Amp Life Talk Radio, yes, we're going to jump right into this. Body image and relationships, that's probably going to be one of the biggest things that you're going to be dealing with as you try to go down this road. Your body image, how you see yourself, how you feel about yourself is going to be very crucial and very important in the role that you play when you decide, hey, I don't want to be alone and I want to have a relationship, or if you are in a relationship, you suffer an amputation. Amputees often find it difficult to share their concerns about body image and relationships. However, this topic must be addressed if a person is to adjust to life as an amputee. You have to address those things. One of the biggest things I think you'll see with amputees, especially if you're going to be getting out into the dating scene or you want to go down that road, meet someone, get in some type of relationship, and if you are in a relationship and this comes up, self-esteem and confidence are essential. I think those are going to be something that you have to deal with, and you're going to have to deal with that as an amputee. Being comfortable about that is going to be very important. You need to be open about yourself as an amputee, I think. You can possibly, by being open and having self-esteem and confidence, you can help others feel a lot more comfortable around you. So if you are lacking that, you will probably make people feel very uneased in being around you. And that's going to make things a little bit harder for you to break the ice with talking to someone, or if someone approaches you. Probably one of our greatest weaknesses is to open up into our deepest sensitivities. So we need to spring out. You're going to be very sensitive about the amputation, whether it's an arm, leg, bilateral, whatever the level of your amputee, there's going to be some sensitivity around that subject. And those very sensitivities are the part of our very self, and we're going to have to tap into that to control self-esteem and our confidence. So as we are looking for relationships, looking to be intimate, trying to develop personal close relationships with people, these are some of the things we're going to have to work on. I think if you do meet someone and you are going down that road, especially before you even go on the first date, you're going to be faced with a choice. I really don't have this choice because I wear shorts all the time. And that choice to tell or not to tell. Do you tell someone about your amputation beforehand or do not tell them? Informing the other person about your disability prior to the date, that's going to be a personal choice. I think that's really up to each individual how you want to handle that. Again, me, my stuff is for everybody to see. So you're going to have to think about that. And you also want to keep in mind, they already may know. So it may not be as big of a deal as you think. I think it is important for amputees to realize that people are genuinely curious and that some people would really like to know about what happened, you know, how the amputation plays a special role in your life. The next thing that we would want to do if we get into a dating situation with someone who doesn't know us, don't be afraid to ask for assistance. And what does that mean? That means sometimes for me, I get tired. I need to sit down. I can only stand so much. I can only walk so much. I can only hike so much. I'm not afraid to let my significant other know when it's time for me to sit down and when I need to take a break. I think if you're going to be on a date, if you're a female, walking on uneven surfaces, especially if you're doing something to where you might need him to hold your hand to do different things. So don't be afraid to ask for assistance because you got to realize this person is interested. I think the biggest things that we're going to face are fears of rejection. As an amputee, as you go out into the dating scene, break out into that world, trying to get established with a relationship, putting yourself out there, fears of rejection is often difficult for an amputee, as for most people, to openly discuss their fears regarding physical intimacy. It's tough enough. Although ultimately the amputee, meaning you, can have a very full intimate relationship. I'm just going to tell you, I do. So me and my lady have crossed that bridge, and it wasn't really a big deal. So I'm going to keep this on a personal level with what kind of like I do. And I know it's different for everybody, but your fears and uncertainty are understandable, because even somebody who doesn't have limb loss is going to feel the same way going down this path with someone. I think female amputees, on the other hand, it's tough for them because they have to try and find place and a great deal of emphasis on physical beauty and a perfect body. So trying to put yourself out there into the dating situation, being with people, dating, that's going to be hard. And it's going to be a tougher uphill battle for you. But I think it can be done if you focus on some of the things that we're going to be talking about here in this segment. Unfortunately, one of the things that's going to be an issue is the lack of confidence in the area of body image. That can go for men and for women, because that's going to affect your attitude. And your attitude, whether you know it or not, okay, you're going to put up walls. So if you've got this lack of confidence and somebody is thinking about approaching you, you may be putting up a wall to protect yourself from being rejected. You may not even know you're doing it. And that can make you appear unapproachable to someone, man or female. So someone who is interested in you and may want to ask you out or establish some type of relationship, they may not, because you are sending out signals, our body language. We need to pay attention to that. And for individuals And for people who, if you're already in a relationship, like I said, and you become an amputee, you're going to have your own set of issues with this. And I think a lot of people in those situations, they're going to fear that their partner will no longer find them attractive. I kid you not, I just stopped at a patient's house when we were kind of talking about this, and we both agreed this is kind of like a taboo topic when you are dealing with amputees. Nobody really wants to address this. Peer counselors, peer visitors, they don't want to address this issue. It's a tough topic to talk about, but it has to be talked about because it's not just going to go away and it's not just going to fix itself. So it is fear of rejection in an area where a person feels most vulnerable. And I think when we're opening ourselves to people, especially establishing personal relationships, intimate relationships, we feel our most vulnerable. However, hey, amputees can, and I know I can speak for myself, you can learn to be in an open, loving, committed relationship with plenty of snuggles and loving and all the things that you could ever want. But it's going to take work, and it's going to take both of you understanding. I think that's going to be the biggest thing that you have to focus on. Next is communication. We're going to get into that, and we're going to talk about why it's important for communication to probably be your biggest tool in using your amputee or your disability to work in your advantage and finding the perfect person for you. So when we step back on here, we're going to finish this up. We're talking about communication and why it's important when you are looking to date, establish relationships, and have some type of intimate relationship. Right back after this.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Blog Talk Radio or its partners.
And as I said before the break, as an amputee, I think everyone can find an open, loving, committed relationship. That physical intimacy can be a very special part of. And this goes with or without missing limbs. Relationships are hard enough as they are, but yes, when you are suffering from some type of amputation or disability, they can have their own special set of challenges, but it can be done. It definitely can be done. Communication. Why is that important? Communication is going to play a big role in you establishing a relationship, personal relationship, intimacy with another person, whether you've been in that relationship for a while and you suffered an amputation, coming back to that subject again with your mate is going to require some communication, talking with each other. Relationships go through adjustments, and sometimes they can be difficult. But the key is communication. You must work together, realizing that both of you are entitled to your own feelings, discussing those feelings, discussing some of your concerns, discussing some of the issues that you are a little bit less confident about, being seen, being touched. These are things that can be worked through with communication. Communication will play a key role in you working yourself back or into a very personal relationship with someone. To form an intimate relationship, you as the amputee, you're going to face two attitudes. The attitude of some members of our society towards having a disabled person as a partner, that's going to be one thing that you're going to have to deal with, the way people see us. The other is your own inner attitude, the subconsciousness, the fear of rejection during physical intimacy, opening yourself letting someone get to know you, that's going to be a big part, your attitude. And each of us as an amputee, we must work through our own concerns regarding this physical intimacy issue. This is as much a part of accepting this. This part is an acceptance process as an amputee, as much as you have to accept the use and realization that you will now be using an artificial limb. So it's a huge factor in what you're going to be doing when it comes to dating and establishing personal relationships. Before amputees can offer their best in a relationship, this is very crucial. You must learn to be happy with yourself, both emotionally and physically. Every person, no matter who you are, we're all different. And we can't make generalizations regarding how people view us and view amputees, especially when it comes to dating. Sometimes you encounter people who won't even look at you twice. Other times you'll encounter people who won't stop staring. You're going to have all these different types of people out there. I think you're going to have to get that special place in you to have that courage to take that first step, to accept a date from someone or to go up and meet someone and say hi and let down that protective wall. Also, there are times when you don't, you're not going to have on your prosthetic limb. These are going to be some tough times. So whoever you're going to meet, they need to understand, not so much as you, but you need to make sure they understand the different things about being an amputee when we have on our prosthetic device, when we don't. They're also going to have to understand getting new prosthesis, socket replacements. There's a lot of appointments to deal with fittings and going to your practitioner to get adjustments. Family members play a big part in this. Well, if you're going to have somebody in your life, they're going to need to play a very special part in that. And they need to understand that that's going to be a big part of your life. It helps when you can basically weed out superficial people. And you'll know those right away when you see them. Most people wear their feelings on their sleeves. So you're definitely... And I'll say this, being an amputee, you are going to find a person who truly sees you for you. And that's the best thing I can say about being an amputee. You have the best of both worlds in a way, because anyone that wants to be with you is being with you for the right reasons. So remember that. That is probably like one of the best things that can happen to you, that the amputation, the disability itself weeds out the superficial people. And it makes things so much easier for you. Remember, feelings and concerns about physical intimacy are natural and not uncommon. They're just difficult to share with others sometimes. This is whether you're an amputee or not an amputee. And if you've got that communication, you're going to work through those issues with the right person in trying to find dating, relationships, intimacy, whether you're with someone during or after the amputation. I want to give you some tips for success in your love life. Make sure that you have an attractive personality and character. That goes back to, don't put up walls. Don't be so fearful and protective that you give off a negative vibe, okay? It's probably going to be number one. Don't doubt your possibilities. Anything's possible. So don't limit yourself, okay? Be upfront about your amputation. I think that'll help you avoid a lot of the issues that could come down the road. I would just let that be known up front. So you give that person an opportunity to make their decision, knowing what they're getting themselves into. Don't be discouraged because someone seems to reject you. Hey, I can't tell you, even when I had a foot, how many times I got dumped on. And, you know, hey, everybody has got somebody out there, trust me. So don't let those things discourage you because you're not having, you know, people go out with you and they may want to pursue something else. It may have nothing to do with your amputation. So those are some tips for trying to handle this subject, which is a very tough subject. Hopefully this information helps you, gives you some food for thought. Again, the show notes will be available to you up on amp-life.com. You're going to see a tab there. I'm going to create that, and I'm going to go back and actually create show notes for all the shows that I've done. Now, I debated keeping this up, but I am going to keep this part of the show alive and well. We did get rid of Q&A, and now you know. But I love this part of the show because it definitely makes you think. And that's our weekly trivia. So at the end of every show, I'm going to do a weekly trivia. And I powered through this today so I could have a little bit of time to talk to you at the end of the show to explain to you some of the things that have changed. So let's get into this weekly trivia. Weekly trivia: people with lower extremity amputations who blank have 25% higher re-amputation risk than blank. Again, people with lower extremity amputations who blank have a 25% higher re-amputation risk than blank. Let me say this. I want to thank everybody for coming in, tuning into the show. I can't thank you enough. You guys are awesome. And like I said, what I would like to do is make sure everyone understands the new format to the show. So I kind of smashed through this one really quick. And most of the shows are going to be on a 30-minute format, which means we go through it rather quickly, hitting on all the key points. All those key points will be in the show notes that you can get later on after the show at amp-life.com under the tab or on the page called show notes. In that page or the show notes, you will have all the links that will refer you to all the sources that I use for the actual story itself. Now, I want to thank some sponsors who I didn't get to say a lot about as we go into our new format. Some of our sponsors, MediaAbility. Make sure you tune in for the 21st because we're going to have a very special guest call in and talk about what she's doing. MediaAbility, remember that name. If you want to get your foot in the door in acting, take a trip to Hollywood, see what it's like, make sure you tune in September 21st for the show that we're going to have. Okay? Sierra Vista Healthcare, another sponsor. I want to thank them very much for being involved with us and providing gift cards and different things like that. Norrell Prosthetics, which is my company, which I love to death. I'm so grateful that we do a support group podcast and radio show. And I'm so thankful that they believe in it enough to allow me to do it. Tri-Valley Auto Body. JR, they do great work on cars. You cannot, you can't beat what they do. Progressive Specialty Therapy Services. They are also awesome, and they do great work with patients. I've got to see those guys in action. They work with a lot of my patients. They're out at Central Valley Specialty Hospital. I'm doing a few little plugs there. So the show notes, remember, show notes you're going to have. You'll get those. You can download those. You can share them with your friends. You can see where I have found all my resources from and did all my topics, talking key points from each show, which will help you follow along and stay on point with us here. I got people saying hi. Hello. Hi, everybody on Facebook. Sorry, I'm kind of like on one screen over here, but hey, everyone. Cowabunga. Well, let me wrap this up. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. We're about to go off air, and I can't thank you guys enough. Hopefully, this new format will give you plenty of time to listen to the show while you're driving home from work. Hey, peace out.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Blog Talk Radio or its partners.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday only. All Old Navy Active's on sale for 50% off. Get all your family's favorite mesh tees, go-dry shorts, and active styles for 50% off Saturday and Sunday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/22 to 6/23. Excludes in-store clearance.
The Great Gap Sale is here. Get up to 75% off in stores and online from June 21st through July 9th. Plus, don't miss great offers on logo styles from $7.99. In stores only from June 21st through the 23rd. Exclusions apply.